Good afternoon. Based on allegations of grade manipulation to alter or increase promotion and graduation rates, Dr. Kevin Maxwell, the CEO of Prince George's County Public Schools, submitted requests to Dr. Salmon and the board for MSDE to conduct an independent independent investigation into those allegations. In response, MSDE issued an emergency procurement for an independent performance audit of the Prince George's County Public Schools graduation rates. The request for proposals, or the RFP, was issued on July 10th. The RFP included 10 specific items designed to investigate the allegations of grade manipulation to alter or increase graduation rates. The RFP requires that the selected firm interview school board members, public officials, staff at Prince George's County Public Schools, the complainants, and the public. They are to evaluate the protocols, authorities, and practices for certifying graduation rates, review student record policies and procedures, and make an assessment on the accuracy of record keeping. Conduct an analysis of the 4- and 5-year graduation rates for each high school from the years academic years 2012-13 to 16-17 based on the data contained in our report card and in the Prince George's County Public Schools system. They are to include a random sample of 12th grade students in all high schools in the data analysis, focusing on 2015 and 2016 graduating class. Determine if graduation rates were graduation requirements were satisfied, and determine whether grades were changed, by whom, and for what reason, and which teachers' grades were changed. We received a total of 5 responses to that RFP. We issued a notice to proceed, and a contract was awarded to Alvarez & Marsal on August 29th, 2017. Their proposal included a well-thought-out approach to each component of the RFP. Their proposal includes a detailed plan for analyzing student-level data, which will be conducted by a digital forensic investigator. A preliminary report is due later this month or in early October, and a final report of their findings is due at the end of October. To date, we have held an introductory call with Alvarez & Marsal. We've reviewed with them the scope of work, determined their immediate data access needs, and provided contacts for Prince George's County Public Schools. We've held an in-person kickoff meeting with Alvarez & Marsal on September 11th. We again reviewed their work plan and the schedule, established a progress report schedule for us, and provided them all the complaints and allegations we've received to date. So far, the firm has interviewed Dr. Maxwell, key staff, and his central office, has had conversations with their data team, and has either had or will schedule interviews with all of the board members. Additional interviews are scheduled with the testing and evaluation staff, and like I said, they have met with data staff and have received key access to data points that they will need to do their work. The firm has established a toll-free number and an email address for individuals to provide information directly to the firm, and we issued a press release yesterday that included that information so that members of the public can call them directly with information. The firm, their plan includes 11 individuals. They have 2 lead investigators, one more on the investigation audit side and one with more education experience. They have a data manipulation and fraud expert, data analysts, a project manager, and 5 individuals to do field work. So with that, I'm available to answer any questions you have.
That's great. Thank you for the update. Any questions or comments, board? I just wanted to make sure that we were aware of the process deliverables. So you, MSDE, gets a report in October, and that's the interim report, early stage.
We are working through the details of what will be in the interim report because there wasn't a lot of time for them to begin their work. So we will get something either at the end of this month or early October.
And then when will a final report be done?
It's due October 31st.
Okay, good. All right.